Alright. This is session 50. Oh. Beneath Rivenrock. Last session, the party visited a pair of potion makers outside town that specialized in their own brand of alchemist's fire. The party ordered 50 bottles of the stuff to be delivered in a week. Afterwards, the party began to investigate the chasm in Neverwinter for signs of hag activity. Sariel, however, had been doing a little R&D of her own, and after forging a new focus, a perfect crystal sphere, found that the hags were instead in a cathedral and working with the odd doctors that had been milling about Neverwinter collecting blood. Early the next morning, however, the party was woken by Nerali, who offered them the third trial. The party consulted with Invoria as to what to do next, who in turn consulted with her own magics. Invoria encouraged the party to seek out the sea dragon's power before anything else, and so the party took the Raffinus across the ocean that day, arriving at Rivenrock after nightfall. At Rivenrock, where once was known as a refuge from storms, pirates had set up camp in the split of the mountain. The party and their monk squads descended onto the camp and quickly subjugated the pirates.
Monk squads.
Alright, currently, the scene is as it was last week. The dust is still settling from that section that just got collapsed.
The one time Shad was worth it?
Yeah. There is a bit of a destroyed dock with a ship kind of rammed into it with some monks on it. That ship having moved, you see a smaller sailing vessel with the mast actually split, parked off to that same side of the cavern, hidden previously by your, by that ship, hidden from you. And yep, the two larger pirate vessels and the split mast ones are the only ones here. There are no pirates in the immediate vicinity.
Was the thing you put Shatter on, was there a doorway that we need to go through?
There was definitely a tunnel before. Pretty sure there's not anymore. I have to do some digging.
Yeah. Is that tunnel?
That tunnel is like a giant slab, like a flat kind of shale-like slice of rock. It's in front of it quite heavily. Nerali walks up to this discussion and goes,
"No, actually what I've been informed is the door is down."
Of course.
Do we know the specifics?
That it's guarded, most likely. I don't know much more than that.
Except dark vision underwater.
It's considered dim light, most likely.
Well, who's a good swimmer?
Don't you have to take a look?
Yeah,
I
attuned to the thing. As I go down, though, should someone go check out that ship? There seems to be a third ship over in the corner there. I think we got most of the pirates, but I don't know if there'd be any hiding or bucking.
Inquire the monks whether they know anything.
Let's see. Master Joris goes, "Well, there were a number of cages over there as well. This ship kind of looked in disrepair, although we didn't attend to it at the moment. There was nobody on it, so there was no sense in."
Were the cages occupied?
So, you look across the cavern.
That's not how that works. Hello?
Nice.
25. Cool. It looks like two of them are.
You know what's in them?
Humanoid figures.
I'll go see what that's about. Can I walk to the ship?
Yes. So if you stick along, kind of alternating between boardwalk over to sheer water, this boardwalk having been kind of pinioned to the rock by kind of man-made features sticking out from it, alternating between that and then sand, kind of the natural sand there, you are able to just walk there following the wall. And it seems like when you get close, a smaller
figure.
Okay. It does not seem to notice. There's a couple, three humanoids as you get closer.
Only
on
in
the ship?
Cage, not on the ship.
In the cages. There's nobody on the ship. The ship itself, as you get closer, is pretty beat up and definitely not something like it's beach.
Are they pirate
eggs?
they're not similar to the ones they're killing. Now I'll just pop up. Hold up.
There's a girl, like, just she's kind of younger looking and a number, she's in a cage by herself and a couple other the men in the other cage stand up and silently kind of watches the interaction. One of them is a dwarven man, not the other a human.
Who are you, and why did the pirates capture you?
She goes, well, we were just on a ship, just minding our own business, and the pirates came here, and we lost a great many of our crew, but I guess we're still alive. I assume you're here to open the door. That'd be real nice of you.
Oh, yours.
Well,
there's a different door I'm worried about, but yes, I was going to see if you'd be interested in not being caged.
Yeah, yeah. if you don't mind.
Is it locked or what's the situation?
Yeah, so there are, there's a lock on each. Just a simple like a key lock.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and pick.
Okay, using your tools?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't remember if any of you knew what happens. I don't think
that's common knowledge. I don't think we do, no. We haven't seen you pick anything. No one's over there with you.
Slight hand, right?
Yeah.
21 on the first stage, which would be the least. And 23. And 6, which is critical.
Thank you. 21, or 22, sorry. You gave me 3
23, 21. And
I only needed the first two.
Oh,
okay.
All right,
yeah, cool.
Cool.
There's two cages. The guys are in the same cage.
Got it.
Yeah. so you go in ting ting, and they're not terribly well made locks.
Mm.
But you manage to open them. It's just, you know, something fingers wouldn't be able to get into. And they're free.
Sweet. If any of you have an interest in fighting, I'm sure these monks would be happy to talk to you.
I sure don't have any skill in fighting. Atreus? You carried a sword? He goes, not a sword, girl. and he goes, I do have some skill, but the thinner kind of human male looks like he is usually behind a counter of some sort.
Well, to be honest, even if you're not going to fight, I think they would probably be your way off of this back.
Yeah, let's follow you.
I'm just going to lead it back to
the
monks. And so you head back while the rest of the party is kind of setting up to explore.
I find a big rock.
Okay.
when we're set up, I'll just step off the dock with it.
Okay, you just walk off, holding this giant rock, rapidly plunging to the depths. Okay, your feet, and it does get dark above you. You've descended some.
Can I just now thought, can the drift globe come with me underwater? Is it okay? It's water.
With the drift globe, you do have obviously a sphere of light around you, and it is pretty adequate. However, as you descend, you kind of see this large ropey shape move at the edge of your periphery. Seems something has somewhat been attracted by that light.
Seeing that, I will just kind of send the drift globe up above me, and then just kind of like hunker down on the seafloor.
Okay, it's sandy down here. and
can it touch things? Like there's phase through things. Or like,
I think it's a corporeal object, right?
It is an object.
Okay.
It's kind of baseball size.
Okay.
It floats up. You send it up. You're not far enough away here to be completely out of the light. Go ahead and roll a stealth check.
Try like as down you, in the silt like a fish.
However you want to do it.
Like we like squirm in the sand.
Yeah. 27.
There is some. Some plant life here, and you kind of growing up off the edge of what seems to be kind of an outcropping, and you pull yourself close to the sand, and as you look up, kind of a ropey figure moves close to, like, closer and closer to that globe.
The globe
above you. It seems to be some 10-foot long. almost snake-like.
I keep trying to sneeze. I will just, seeing that, do I look around just kind of immediately here below the docks? Do I see any kind of doorway or anything?
Perception.
Six.
Okay. from this vantage point, it seems like you've kicked up a bit of dust. Not dust at this point, but that kind of prevents you from having longer line of sights. But from what you can see right now, that there's just plant life, and there's some rock outcroppings where something might be hiding behind. As you can look out to the entrance of the bay, and it does appear that the seafloor kind of drops off in that direction.
Is it daylight?
It is nighttime.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I was
arrived after check.
Okay. I will slowly start to make my way back up the slope near to where the docks are, and then when I get to like one of the big poles, I'll
pylon.
Yeah, I'll try to climb that
okay.
up.
Okay, and you're actually pretty close to one now, because you just stepped off the dock.
Okay.
I'm
just trying to use it to pull myself up.
As you move through there, go ahead and make a stealth check, just to see if you can make it back up uninterrupted.
That's 15.
Your drift globe, do you want it to follow you?
I will just keep it in the same place. As long as I can see the piling, I'll keep it in the same place, and I just plan to call it up to me whenever I get to
surface. Can we see the globe from what
you can see?
Outside the
super bright sphere. I should clarify from now on out. I believe it is a vocal command, not a mental command.
Yeah,
you might
want to
double check that.
You can breathe underwater.
There you go.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Never mind.
Does that allow me to get some like
Yeah, I think you're right about that one.
I think you shouldn't have problem if you're able to read.
Kayla, the texture on these cookies is perfect.
Yeah.
It's crispy but not crunchy on the outside, and like soft at the center.
Thanks.
It's good stuff.
10 minutes exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Except those last three that I got. I think I forgot to send them. Did you take them out?
Nice. Yeah, 60 feet, speak a command word.
Okay.
As long as I'm within 60 feet, I'll try to just climb on high walls.
Yes, for sure. You definitely did not descend to 60 feet, closer to 30.
Okay.
And you head back up the pylon and are able to pop your head out of water.
Yeah. I'll describe to the party what I saw. And also, there was some kind of like wavy, snaky, eely swimming around. It seemed like it was attracted to the light. We just might be aware of that if we are to go down there. But I didn't see a door immediately around. It's probably going to take some more in-depth investigating. Do we have means of breathing? I mean, I know we have this necklace, but...
Can I sense whether there's a beast in the water?
Yeah. What's the range on that?
I don't know. So, I think it's probably if it's within sight or sound range. But that would make sense if I can detect...
Didn't you detect that aberration, like, along
there's,
with...
Because he has...
There's a spell I can use it just, like, a mile, but I don't want to bother doing that.
Yeah, there's some abilities that range. And Ranger has been revised a few times.
Yeah, here, I'll check the UA.
I'm not looking at your computer. Sure.
I've accidentally renamed my character sheet to close brackets backslash.
Like a rail G.
Wasn't that plan.
It's the same name.
I have advantage on survival checks to try to like detect them or track them.
Go for it.
So. See if I can tell whether there's a beastie. It's a critical success.
Oh,
whoa! Total of 26.
It's a beastie. Follows you. Goes up to the edge of the water and kind of peers down into the sand and goes, "Oh yeah, there's a mating pair of sea eels here, but they're huge." I don't know why you're Scottish, but you
are. I was Canadian for a second.
I was.
Oh, yeah. There's some seals down there.
Oh, sorry.
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 The
main
peak in
on
you. Yeah.
Well,
two enormous sea eels down there. Which are carnivores? Shrieking.
They're hungry.
Well, I'm trying not to get in the middle of their special dance there.
Yeah, you're probably banging some room.
Mines are other things.
Well, I can actually detect their mood intent. Are they horny?
Doesn't matter.
I mean, it could be significant to whether or not we will be noticed.
This is important information. No. It's not going very well. They do know something is on. They're a little on the defensive right now. Something did move through their habitat.
Well, do we have any scuba gear?
Any what?
Oh, that's it's an Elvis shirt. Scuba. Can we just take a turn like through the ships? I guess both the whole one and the wrecked one to see if there's any like underwater breathing apparatus side.
Make an investigation check.
Woo!
Unfortunately, scuba gear has not been invented. Damn. Not like diving bells or anything. There's a rowboat you could like flip upside down or something.
Because that's a lure.
It doesn't work well. Yeah, there's a rather large dearth of underwater exploratory gear.
A whole
dearth
of entire
dearth
of water sort of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we can swim. So what? 30, 40 feet deep?
Yeah, it's not too deep, I guess.
I mean, the end of the dock was 3 feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's not super deep. I think it only gets deep when it drops off outside of the...
I think I would like to take a stealthy swim down and see if I can see any doors.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm gonna go, you know, like 50 feet down away from where you were.
I'm gonna give you the drift globe, tell you the name, and just say like, send it up if you need help. Like distress signal.
Doesn't need you
for that.
That's the same stuff.
For
it to work.
Says do the thing.
But can he do it under
the turn?
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Never mind. That would have been useless.
Wait a second. Shava
is up in the ship
for retcon means. I'd say. Once everything had chilled down, I would have brought her down to the ground. Just
you guys were bringing the ship. It is now hovering out in front of the crack there.
And so we've never fully established to what level my connection with Shava is telepathic and to what level it's verbal.
That's part of the mystery of your character.
Okay. I'm going to say that she can sense if I'm in distress, even if she can't tell what's going on.
Okay.
So like, probably if she starts freaking out, get worried.
All right.
So I'm going to go about 50 feet down the shore from where he was.
Right of it.
Maybe hop in and still find a way. I'm going
to
put my hood on the
board. Wait, are you going around like the right side to like where the collapse counterpart?
Yeah.
Okay.
Collapse.
Okay.
It's like underwater.
I'm gone. Attempting to be stealthy, I get a 21 for stealth. I'm going to see if I can sneak, find my way.
Okay.
Can I see it?
So, underwater here, you kind of follow the parabolic curve of the floor, smoothing out. You can see off to your side another sea eel kind of just making its paces around the base of the dock there. But it doesn't seem to notice you at this time.
The sea eels, or does he know that when the sea eels use sight or smell or sound or whatever electromagnetism to
roll a nature check.
So bad. Oh, it's a 20.
So you are...
A total 16, but it is an extra 20. That was Shava. Hang on.
I was like, what?
Total 22. No way, I'm not that bad.
You probably would not have the knowledge about like electromagnetism being... I mean, it might be something that if you had spent a lot of time at the sea, I might say that you have some sort of sense that they have a bit of intuition, some bizarre intuition. Mm-hmm. That being said, you do feel like you're kind of... You're out of sight range. Like they're focused on one thing.
Okay. It seems clear they don't know.
Yeah, go ahead and roll a perception check while you're down there. Assume that's why you're down there.
Yep. 20 percept 21.
Did I do that?
No. I find a techno rave.
It's on my cue. It's techno dealer.
It's an electric music rave.
Yeah,
electric music rave.
You said 21.
Yep.
Okay. Looking back towards the dock, and actually kind of while you're watching the eels, you notice that another one comes out. And as it comes out of some opening, you see a bit of a glimmer of something almost metallic.
So like from the opening?
From where it came from. Kind of a rocky overhang where...
Okay. I'm going to take note of where that was in the shore and come back up to surface and point out.
Okay. And it is actually under one of those kind of natural... where they put the board sticking out from the wall. You walked over it earlier.
Gotcha. All right, so it seems there's something unnatural right there in one of the openings. It also seems to be where eels go in and out.
Hmm. Well,
so, I don't know. Can anyone here press it into?
I don't have any arcane casters. Maybe. You can do some things with elements. You can
sure.
do some things
yeah.
with elements.
Oh,
elements.
Yeah.
I'm thinking flavor.
No.
Seth's character in one shot did this amazing idea where he got some crocodiles to stop attacking someone by prestidigitating a flock of water into the flavor of blood.
I actually might be able to do
that. That is a very nice idea.
Oh, to like the
yeah,
heels
just
around.
Distract him for a little bit. Or we got some blood.
To further paint the picture, you have a few dead pirates around.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Could chum the waters.
Not sure if that will work how we want it to.
No, like, not near us.
Mundo, you go swim. He's on like this small little raft. And he like pushes a body off and starts slapping the water.
Go, go, go!
This is Morocco.
Yeah.
I mean, how wide is this bay? Like 100 feet ish? Something like that?
Sure. At least this particular section, yeah.
I'm just go to the other side of big old C shape, chop up some pirates and dump them into the water, and then we go in the hole.
Keep in mind that at the opening of this, there's also kind of a wooden bridge, like a rope bridge, that covers that entire entrance.
I just introduce some chum in a different region. And presumably, I know they eat meat.
I'm worried about like larger creatures coming from out there into here. I don't know. Maybe we can just like shoo them off. Maybe they're shooable. be gone.
I don't think eels have shooable temperament.
Yeah, maybe. All right, let's jump some. All
right. Do you want me to bring like, two or three bodies?
Yeah, I guess. So. You can find like a wheel.
I just grab the leg of one of them and start dragging them along. All right.
There's one that's already bisected, but I assume only one half of it is on the top of the shield.
Mm.
So.
That's a wizard looking
guy.
Yeah,
that's
an
AG guy.
Yeah.
Feels like wizard better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We could just drain him and pour it into the water.
Yeah, you gotta keep him upside down.
Yeah.
Because it'll all pour out the bottom.
Not let you handle these logistics here.
More knowledgeable.
Yeah, so we drag bodies over to there, and yeah, just at the furthest point from where I saw that hole, I'm just gonna, you know, lop off chunks and
okay.
Toss them in about 5 feet into the water, you know, like 5 or 6 pound sized chunks.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll put the driftwood near them.
Rinse off my hands.
Like a lure.
I don't want to be in this party anymore.
So you chop up Flint, Joss, and Langley and throw them in the water.
Useful to the very end of those chunks.
I'm gonna book it back over there.
All right,
let's go in.
All right, let's go in. I guess we'll just turn and hop near stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's right below here.
Okay.
So you run back to the spot. Needless to say, the people that were prisoners are a little bit horrified.
Can't get sentimental in my line.
Norali, at this point, says, I don't do too well with water. I'm going to stay up here. Perhaps one of the monks could accompany you.
Oh, yeah.
How do we know what we're supposed to do?
Well, I don't know what to do. I just know where to go away.
Oh.
All right.
That's a surprise mission.
I guess I'll lead down since I know where we're going.
Well, anyway, if one of you fine folks want to come on a mission, I'll turn and address the other monks. My fellow monks.
There's some dude like swimming in the water already.
Oh, all right. All right.
He's a familiar face.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
And he just kind of looks expectantly at you. Like, why are you not already in the water?
Before I say anything, it's didn't you. Does anyone remember what I sounded like?
No idea.
Nope.
Sounded like
you can sound however you want.
Yeah.
Come right in, the water is falling. It's a bit bloody now, but he's quite falling nonetheless.
Some like frothing, thrashing sounds at the edge of the cove.
Yeah.
You know.
That was a good plan. Alright, you're right, we're wasting moonlight. Let's go.
Alright, I dip my way down there.
Into the hole in my breath.
Okay, so yeah, you swim downward some 30 feet, and then come in. The light, I mean, it gets very, very dark. At this point, but the drift globe coming with you, some 5 to 10 feet down this hallway, somewhat overgrown and covered by various weeds and whatnot, sits this door. And you can tell it's a door because it is engraved stone and some bronze at some, you know, various key points. And when you approach it, the hinges look like it opens outward.
Certainly.
There is.
Unique.
Okay, ooh. Go ahead and make a strength check.
No, that's going to be
not my
damage.
Oh, 23. Wait, no, it's
19. Okay. Yeah, straining against it, and this, you know, with the water pressure and that.
Sorry.
Good.
Coughing fit.
That's the worst. Yeah. Straining against it, you are able to get it open. And
strong.
The rest of you file in. You quickly find, though, that as you go in, this is a waterless zone. There is air waiting for you on the other side of this door.
Shut the door, shut up!
No, not magically, but almost like an air pressure sort of thing. Because it goes back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just a cutoff. You kind of swim up out of the bottom of this shallow pool, and then step onto dry land.
Cool. I'm dying right now.
The shovel with you?
Yeah, she's fine. Is it nice?
So in here, your drift globe illuminates a hallway that is it's not like carbon stone. It doesn't appear to be made by hands. But there are a number of old torches kind of driven into the walls. At this point, no fuel remains within them. You continue down this hallway with a couple twists and turns, and you are definitely heading upwards. Suddenly, ahead of you, a steep turn, and then a ledge and a set of spikes that cover the hallway between you and, you know, the rest of the further hallway. This pit of spikes is some 20 feet long. And a narrow ledge runs along both sides of the room.
Metal spikes.
But they seem to be, they're not like forged per se. They're more, they do look a little grown. Like it's a little bizarre, almost like stalagmites of iron, and they're rusty. Just with age, and you're not 100% sure. It's just these look like they are just old and wet and perhaps rusted into this kind of more grotesque shape.
Huh.
A narrow ledge on both sides of this. So
has tennis been discovered?
It exists.
Wow,
you're aware of it.
That's it.
Well, that's gross. Can we see beyond the pit? Is it going in the darkness? Yeah. So there is a kind of, it opens up into a bit of a cave. There is a stalactite, say the hallway goes down some 5-10 more feet, and a large stalactite just in the middle of the hallway there, that beyond that goes to darkness. At either end, as you're looking, there appears to be a handle just in between the two, directly in the middle of the hallway. There's one on this end, one on that end. And almost like a, you know, like a, how a shovel has a horizontal handle, if, you know, like compared to a vertical, sort, you know, that contraption that's Y-shaped.
Okay.
With the wooden sort of handle, you know, the turned handle. You guys know what I'm describing?
Just, yeah.
Yeah. This is on the other side of the pick.
On both sides. There's a handle on each side. Essentially, you would approach it, bend over, and pull straight up. The thing appears to be entirely metal.
Oh. That's interesting.
Is it about this what it does? Have you seen any mechanical linkage?
Roll a investigation check.
How far across is it?
It is, looking at it, is 20-25
feet. A narrow ledge.
Quite narrow. I mean, it's 6 inches.
Investigation for 17.
17. It does not appear to control any mechanism. The walls here, I should note, along, it goes kind of from more cavernous. The walls here are flat, like completely flat. And then after this section, go back to cavernous. So it is, and sorry, when I say completely flat, they are flattened, but they are appears to be like ripple shapes. Like when you drop a drop upon water, not in kind of that decreasing function that waves have, but almost that wave is flattened out. And it seems like a number of drops have almost kind of been thrown at the wall, and you know they're merging with each other a little bit, but it's like that. It's like that on the two walls next to the ledges. The ledges themselves seem in good repair, nice and square, slippery?
They're flat. 17. They appear to be quite flat, and appear to, they have some dust on it and some, you know, some growth in the corners, but no large amount of overgrowth upon them.
I want to have a look at where the wall stops being natural and starts being this flat section.
Yeah.
See if there's a seam at all.
It is not, so there is a single line that goes across there. But as far as the, you know, the curving hallway comes to meet this, it goes from round extruded up to square.
Mm-hmm.
And there is kind of, it is a bit more seamless that as it goes from one to the other.
There's not like a crack or anything.
But there is actually a half centimeter wide seam that's
mm-hmm.
all the way around.
Hmm. I don't trust these walls not to squish us or push us.
That being said, that seam is only a centimeter deep all the way around.
Oh.
And kind of like if you take your knife and poke at it,
mm-hmm.
it does, that section seems seamless.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like actually seamless, like a little bit rounded at the back where, you know, not where they come together at a right angle, and it's just really good workmanship.
Mm-hmm.
Should we just pull these levers and find out? They're kind of really out here in the middle. They're not hidden. So.
There's one on each side of the pit, right? So we have to get somebody over there. Which way are the handles facing? Like inward towards the pit or outwards away from the pit?
So essentially
they,
what
like,
you could do,
up?
They're up.
Okay.
You can go towards it, and like if you straddled it
mm-hmm.
and pulled upward,
mm-hmm.
like if you walk towards the pit, yeah. The handle is right here in front of you. You guys should do this sort of thing.
Yes, someone needs to pull that and see what happens.
Well, I mean, I could try to run across first. I mean, that seems like what this situation would call for, but...
It feels like bait.
Yeah.
Why would there be a pit and also a way to go around the pit?
Yeah. That's true. I guess we can pull the thing first. We should be fine.
Then you walks up and pulls
it. All right, So you grasp the handle.
Well, I want to tie it like a rope around it and then just like pull the rope so I'm not actually touching the handle.
Okay.
I don't know.
But roll initiative.
You're like getting this coil of rope out and you're like, yeah,
yeah,
three, so you don't
pull
it.
Yeah. There's a tingling that runs up your arm. You take a point of lightning damage.
Oh.
But as you do so, you do a perception check.
Says,
yeah, you just like you don't notice anything in particular aside from this sharp pain in your hand.
He was one of the prisoners.
No, he was a monk.
He's
been
from the ship.
You fought alongside him.
Yes, I knew. I just wasn't sure how he came back to.
Yes, no, he's been with you the whole time.
The whole time, secretly in our hearts.
No, in your ship.
Yeah, my perception roll, kind of like. My hand is mysteriously jumped off with this, but I am the slightest boy.
Do it again. I'm going to watch closely to see if he
nods. Looks you in the eyes, nod solemnly.
Perception check, and another point of
I
want to
also look. I'm just like, being, looking clear for the spikes, like, see if anything changes.
Do it again.
10. Wow.
10? You see almost a cloudiness appear at floor level above the spikes.
What?
What?
Just one more time and see if you can hold up. See if I can, like, touch the cloudiness.
Sorry. Yes.
Alright.
Can my hand pass through the cloudiness when it appears?
So, roll a... Because you're just given a couple of just, like, reactionary jerks. Roll a concentration... Begins with the C.
Constitution.
Save.
Yeah.
See if you can hold it up.
Huh?
As you do it, like, your forearms are already... You're like, I did this right hand, left hand... Now you try with both, and your fingers just will not cooperate. And the handle slips out of your grasp. You take a point of lightning damage.
Oh, let me get rid
of it. Hold on. The lantern cloudiness is like it's almost a bit of fog, and your hand goes through it, but you look back, and he's not holding the handle.
Yeah. All right, I step up and...
a constitution saving throw would be required of you.
That's 19.
Nice. You pull up, and... It gives about 6 inches,
mm.
and you feel like it's just your forearms rebelling as you do this.
Yeah.
Closer, you go, and you hit something solid. You take 2 points of lightning damage.
Oh. Didn't he pass him on the set? Good job, BK. Keep holding it, and he dashes
out. All right.
Oh, jeez.
Roll a constitution.
Oh, no.
Another 19.
You managed to hold, however,
this increased weight, you take 4 points of lightning damage.
Oh, man.
As he does so. But you walk across solid ground. Are you going to keep holding?
I'll let go for now.
Once it's off.
Yeah, once it's off.
Once he gets off, you let go, and the way is, again, clear of this fog-like.
Force me aside, Dinky looks around for a lever or something else.
Same thing. It's a mirror.
Okay, so the angles on both sides.
You can assume what it does.
What does that one do?
Let me check.
Alright, same thing.
That's an 8.
Oh, I mean, you just take a point if no weight is on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, another pss to your hand.
To say that I will sacrifice.
I'm not being funny. What happens if both get pulled at the same time?
Only one way to go.
On three, big cake.
Three.
Okay, so you both pull them up. I assume you're trying to sustain it for the purposes of this. Go ahead and roll.
I'll take
a Constitution.
Oh, no.
Oh, you run as well.
Tony.
Oh,
so nine.
Oh, jeez. You both just... And... Linda, you're about halfway across when you plummet.
Oh, the
field gives out from underneath you, and you encounter some spikes beneath you.
Oh, Featherfall, does that help me any?
No.
It doesn't, like, kind of get between them as I go.
So they are of varying sizes. You're going to take 3 points of poison damage and 5 points of piercing damage as you just faceplant into this section. Fortunately, your face did not... get spiked, yeah. But yeah, you're in the middle of this thing.
You guys.
Val just like falls backwards when he lets go.
I'll take out the rope and climb out of the spike pit.
Okay. What direction are you going?
Just
up.
Hang on, let me see if I can.
It has a tie on the thing if you want to put weight on it.
I can't just like send it up like a snake.
You can send it up like a snake.
You can't just climb up it unless it's attached.
Oh. Well, I'll send it up to the other side to dent you.
Okay.
And be like, can you tie this around that lever?
It looks a little flimsy to be tying something around.
Really? Oh, shoot. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is metal, but, like, you could try pulling it up and kicking it over. Like, that's an option.
Yeah.
I'll just pull it.
Okay.
All right.
That's the same thing as walking across. Like, there is no...
This is
really
gonna be
kidding me. It's only 5 feet deep.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It's just... keeping your feet spiked. You can move across if you want.
Okay. I'll just, yeah.
Or you can stay where you are.
I don't know if I probably won't be able to get back up on the top of the force field if it comes back up.
You just got time to go.
I want to try and do that, actually. All right, you guys ready to pull it? Again?
All right, yep. Down.
Hey, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Your saves.
Hey!
15.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Okay, you roll a dexterity check. Okay. Just to see if you got your timing.
That was real good. 13.
It's a short hop, and you just 3, 2, 1, and you feel the mess coalesce underneath you, land on it, and you sprint across. Let's see. You take 2 points of lightning damage. He's pretty light. And you take one.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. The lightning or the rod itself refuses to stay in your hand. Yep. What now?
So there's still three of us who need to cross.
Yeah, did I make it up to the other side?
Yeah, you're now on the other side.
Two people on the lever at the same time.
On the same lever? It's slightly wider than a hand's width. I mean, you could try, but this thing resists. Like if you try and pull up, you know, like it resists your full hand wanting to hold on to it, you know, in that sense, it's just a recoil, a reaction to being shocked by this.
Yeah.
As your muscles rebel against it.
Are there assisted checks in D&D?
Yeah, you can have advantage. It effectively gives you advantage if you like help
spotting
somebody.
Them.
Yeah, but you have to
your legs.
Help them with some reasonability. Like I would say, there's not really enough room for. I would say you would both roll with disadvantage.
Yeah,
and we just cancel that.
Are we tall enough to tie a rope around to it and then both pull on the rope?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean it's below knee height.
All right.
So as you guys are tying this rope on there. Who's on the other side again?
Just and I are still over
this
there.
Four, I guess.
You guys don't see this because your back is to it. But it appears that the stalactite at the far end of the hallway
No!
We do see that? You guys do. On the far side, see this stalactite. And I immediately draw an aim at
it. I shoot it!
I shout, look out!
Okay. They're shooting at us!
Roll initiative. Do we roll initiative too?
You are surprised.
Does this count as natural?
It is natural terrain.
Woohoo!
I will count that.
Cool, good, sweet, nice.
Hey.
It's been the difference between 7 and 23.
Alright, I can get everybody's initiative, it's just I will skip those that are
surprised.
So I'm on the other side, you still want mine?
Yes.
17.
Okay. Actually, let's go through it once, and then maybe I should just do it in order. 20 and up.
23.
21.
So fast!
That's probably the once, really.
Well, I immediately shoot.
I was like, oh.
15 and up.
No thought.
17,
no checking.
17.
Just kill me.
Tizies.
Dex mods.
3.
Plus 4, technically, with my stomach. Good luck.
Yeah,
you have stomach.
I thought
good
that
luck
was
for
saves. Yeah, there you go.
I thought good luck was for saves only.
No, I think it's for all. I'll make sure, but I think it's for all.
Checks.
Checks. My character sheet says...
I've got time over there.
Advantage on saving throws. And I've got, like, all similar to it.
I've been 16 last Sunday.
You have no idea what that's from, so I have no
idea. Not even cold, but it's hot.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I went through all the monk stuff and what else, and I was like... Why is this
good? Toefinger, you're number 6. That these hot weather colds can kill you. And that's always what I think. Every time someone has a cold, and someone's like, it's the worst.
Flozio, you are quick to react.
Phew!
Go ahead.
26 to hit.
That does.
Also, I'm going to bonus action Hunter's Mark. 13 damage.
Alright. Now there are a number of moving figures.
Okay, whichever one I noticed first.
Sure. Tendril is reaching out.
That's what it
should. Looked at one point, looked like a stalactite, but it now looks a bit more like a rocky octopus.
What the heck?
Is that kind of
every time I see stalactites
in the
movie,
I'm
like,
can you kill me?
All right, you said your target hit was
26.
Yeah, okay. And then 13.
Draw.
So your character is right.
Mm-hmm.
What are you?
A man.
A
human.
You are actually a beefcake. Like, in my head, I was a beefcake, but I wasn't 100%.
He's
sure.
A big boy.
Cool. Big boy. Big mustache.
Didn't
you
right. Tell.
Mustache. Alright,
he moves his mustache.
After that, Saria, you are also quick.
Yes, bonus action to hex that hoe.
Sure, okay.
And I'm gonna blast him twice.
Hex the hoe.
Okay,
whichever
one I would have noticed.
Are you calling this collect? I forgot
what that stands for, but I know it's inappropriate.
Dang.
Gone!
Trying to call
that. Okay. So, will an 18 hit?
What? No. I'm just gonna say no.
18 doesn't hit.
It does not hit. It's rocks, dude.
What about
means
a
I can't
23?
Dodge.
23 will hit.
Okay, well, I rolled a 1 for damage, so. So, 12.
Yeah. Okay, firing at these two tentacles, the leading two tentacles, you and Felosiel, one arrow hits it and it pulls back in kind of this pain, and your bolts hit, and this one actually shrivels up and pulls towards its base.
Where is this base?
So at its core, there is one... I mean, they're all stalactites. There is one larger stalactite there in the center.
What the heck?
Right. Lindell, you and Dinthu are unfortunately not available.
No, we should use a bow.
Valis, you do have the option to do something.
You don't have to take
it as these two coil back, a number of other... these tendrils... are stretching forward.
Okay. I'm gonna shout at Lindell, say,
hit him with a spinning kick!
Use command strike to give him an attack.
Ooh.
What?
Nice. Noise. Lindell, you
didn't do hearing this. Looks panicked.
Oh, what? No, no! Don't kick me!
Kicked it, didn't you? You get to add this to your damage.
Oh, that's so cool. All right. Wow, okay. So I turn around and
make an attack.
Sweet. All right.
That's giving your ult to damage them, basically.
Giving one of my attacks.
That's so cool. All right. I'll spend the staff at him.
That will be a 14 to hit.
14 does not hit. You feel this crunch of rock beneath your foot, but it's just, it's tough.
Dang. That was balanced.
No,
that's if you did damage, you would do damage.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Dang. I don't want that to work.
Is that it for your turn?
I don't think I can really do anything.
I do.
How far away is he?
3 feet. The nearest one is 30 feet. I could say, yeah, the ones that are getting ready to hit them. So you could draw one and
yeah, I'll chuck one.
This guy pointy.
That's gonna be 17.
17 does not hit. I assume you put a +1 on that.
Yeah.
So it end over end down the hallway and ping, like this sparks as it kind of just ricochets to the ground. At this point, four tendrils burst forth from this creature and just begin splashing like the end of the area where you guys are at. Let's see.
Down.
I rolled 3 2s and a 9.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome.
That's a monster.
This is a 16 hit your AC.
16 just hits my AC.
Okay, so
yeah.
I at least get one.
All right.
Okay. You are grappled.
Oh.
Yes. As this thing reaches out and grabs you. As it grabs you, it pulls you straight towards itself, towards the center cone. As you twist it and struggle against it, this from nowhere almost, this mouth opens up as it tries to feed you to itself. I'm gonna go ahead. I make an attack with this. That will be a 13 to hit.
Oh, it does not hit.
You get up.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, this thing pulls you close to, and it, like, just tries to, you know, bite, and you put your feet back, and then it twists around, and you, like, give it a kick, and this thing just can't quite get you fully in its mouth. You got a little greedy, sort of, like, eating you in half, and just wanted the whole Pringle. And then, another, like, from around the side, like, another tendril you see come out. Like extrude this other kind of rocky form that takes its place.
Go, go! All
right, that takes the place of one of the kind of burned out tendrils, the one that she destroyed. Then you start to pull the handle and go. Wait a second. The situation has
on three. One, two.
Here you go.
A tendril is beginning to snake its way around your ankle.
How high up is the ceiling?
The ceiling is only some 10, 15 feet.
Gotcha. So he looks up, he's like, and he sees that mouth coming up, and it's like, no, nope, calm down. And so he takes a spear and just.
Yeah, you rush forward, the 10, 15 feet towards this thing, and give it a whack. Go ahead and make your attack rolls.
Nice.
Those both hit.
Alright.
So.
So that's 7 plus 4 is 11. And this one gets doubled. Does it
just
one
dice
already added to it?
Dice double or dice.
Okay.
Or you just
so that's 12 plus 4. So that's
was my first one?
11.
11
plus 4 plus
7.
Yeah. Total?
Yes. And I can do an unarmed strike as a bonus.
You attack first.
Oh yeah. I forgot that doesn't just happen. That is a 17 hit.
Nope, your hand chips off the hard rock. Bounces off, not like just the rock itself. And over you can like burn key points to attack one more time with your offhand.
Oh yes. I'm gonna assess the. I'm not gonna do that this round, but I'm going to assess the damage and see how much that hurt. Because I really pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So you went up and just pretty much within a couple of strikes, come under this thing as Lindell's being lifted like up slightly above your head height and fed to this thing. You start just taking off chunks off the bottom. The bottom third of it is appears to be gone. As this thing comes into a point, you just and it just and falls to the ground by your feet. Set up for your turn. Close
the nice. Is this like attached to the ceiling?
It appears to. And as it moves, it appears to adhere to the ceiling as it goes along.
It's still holding the middle?
Yes.
And how big is it?
So it's technically a large creature. However, like that's kind of more the central thing. tendrils themselves capable of stretching out to longer lengths than that.
So it's about 10 feet wide, and it's holding the middle outside of that.
You've seen it reach out 15 feet. And actually, another one of its tendrils is at least 20 feet out, and it's kind of reaching out towards it.
I'm going to cast Shatter on its body, on the side of its center section. Side opposite
Lindel.
Okay. Oh, not exploding Lindel. Yeah, let's see if this actually is worthwhile. Please.
I need to make a save, don't I?
Yeah, it's DC 13. That'll be Dex.
I succeed by one.
Ah! It takes half of 16 damage.
Sure.
Which is affirmed that was not worth it.
It is not rock, so you don't deal double damage.
Ah!
Oh, shoot!
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
It does appear to be a creature, although while it was motionless, it was nearly indistinguishable from rock.
Is it an aberration?
Can you sense that at this moment?
I think so, yeah. I can just know.
I think you have to apply that.
Actually, I think
there's no way you have like a 6-mile aberration. Right.
There's like, I can detect them if I cast a spell, but I think we've just been working it as I can tell whether they are or not if I'm fighting them. That's not part of, like, there's never mentioned whether I know or not. It's just
if
I can identify the object.
This,
I don't have to know what it is or not in order for the damage to apply.
Roll a nature check on this one.
Okay. The nature check is amazing.
18. So you know aberrations are more corruptions of creatures. This looks like something that kind of is in its own environment. Not a beast, per se.
Right.
The technical term being monstrosity. But it is in kind of that niche between the two. It is kind of an apex predator of this region.
No bonus damage.
Is that it for your turn?
Yep.
Shava doing anything?
No.
You can't throw her teeth.
that's next level. Sorry, I've been
dangerous of death. I would like to aim my Eldritch Blast this time at its body.
Little chunk.
Balls! No, none of those hit!
Dang it.
Don't touch me.
No.
Okay, I have nothing else. Am I like exposed where I'm at? Should I like move behind the thing?
Like exposed to what? Like
tentacles?
There's
whatever.
A tentacle coming down the hallway at you.
Well, I'm gonna freaking run away from it.
Okay, I mean like you're on the other side of the spike pit. This thing is, the tentacle itself is like 20 feet away from you.
Okay, I'd like to retreat.
Like back a little bit?
15 feet, like half my movement.
Okay.
Step back.
Little.
That's my turn.
My turn. How damaged is it? Can I tell how damaged it's looking from the damage that my party member stepped up to it?
I mean,
like
it's about
zero.
But like. it does look like it's taking some damage, but it's still here to fight.
Still
you.
Going? Alright. All right.
It's made of rocks.
It's not actually made of rocks.
Just its soul.
It's mostly made of rocks.
I'm gonna look at his mouth and I'm gonna be like, nope. And I'm gonna cast Fist of Unbroken Air.
Inside his mouth?
Yeah,
just
like
it.
Right into it. That's a save, some kind of strength save. That's probably strength. DC. 15?
What direction are you aiming this?
Just like at it.
Just straight line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It failed.
Oh, sweet! So it takes 3d10.
Oh.
More importantly, it is pushed away from me 20 feet and it's prone.
Wow.
Yeah. You blast it down the hallway. I'm deciding what to do with you.
Because I'm not.
I mean, you're held aloft by this thing right now.
Yeah. Am I shot backwards?
Does he drop him in surprise?
Roll a acrobatics check to see. It's going to be a high acrobatics check to see if you. If you have the wits about you to deal with. This sudden change of pace.
It takes a big 11 points of damage, and then for my acrobatic check. Oh, that was almost better. That would be 12.
You were yanked along the hallway with it.
Or, I mean, 15, sorry.
Still.
Yeah, still yanked. Sorry.
Right. I
admit.
What?
Are we just going with magic physics in terms
of
the equal opposite reactions?
He's not pulled the full distance. The arm itself has some elasticity.
Okay.
But his blast also does push him backwards.
Okay.
So he's not, you're not like laying in a heap on top of this thing, but you have been dragged down the hallway,
okay.
So 10 feet.
Okay, so it doesn't break the grapple.
No, not in this case.
All right. I'll take it.
But that tendril that was snaking down the hallway has been, you said 20 feet?
Yeah.
Has 20. Now been pulled 20 feet down. And the cavern at this point, it's kind of opened up. Like it narrowed down, and this thing seemed to kind of occupy that choke point. That you would have to kind of duck under and around it to get into the cavern part. You've blasted it back into this natural cavern. Very nice.
And also, is it prone? Is it
oh, for sure.
Is, okay.
Yeah, this thing, like, there's this spot where it was on the ceiling, and now it's just lying in this kind of getting around there.
It's a little squishy. Hurt its pride.
A little. After that, all is balanced.
So how deep is the spiky pit?
5 feet.
5 feet? I'm going to pull out my glaive. And like start running across the little ledge, but if I start crawling, I'm gonna like you know have the glaive upside down so I can like
okay.
Yeah.
Save
okay.
myself.
So you right left doesn't matter.
I'm running on the left side
on the left side of the
yeah.
ledge. So you take a couple steps and you feel this bass sound
oh,
next
crap.
To your head. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh. Not bad. that's a 14. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry, Constitution saving.
Oh, well, in that case, that would be better. 18.
At him stepping, like, running across this massive, like, just sound comes from this wall, and, like, you experienced something similar to this before. This is an incredibly powerful version of Thunderwave, as you're running across here, and you like, jam your staff into the ground, and it's just this... nearly blows you into the spike pit. Like, just this air horn goes off right next to your head, and it echoes down the hallway, but you manage to stay afoot and make it to the other side, if just barely.
Oh.
The wall.
The
wall.
What?
Yeah.
It's more like Thunderwall.
Yeah,
it's Thunderwall.
Thunder
it's Thunderwall. It's Thunderwall. It's Thunderwall.
Everybody in the cavern is deaf at this point.
Everybody is...
it's been shattered and mega thunder wave.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good point. We should roll some...
deaf checks.
Deaf checks.
Oh, no.
Constitution
oh.
saves.
Hmm. So do I make it across, or am I...
Yes, you are across.
I'll dash the rest of the way.
Okay. What's that put you at? 60 total feet of movement?
Yep.
Okay.
Then ignite my glaive with the bonus action.
Then you are now at the feet of this thing.
Nice.
You can dash...
Dash and both.
That's what you're actually
yeah.
I was switching those around. Level 7, I assume
okay.
that totally saves me.
I'm triple with my class as a rogue.
I got a
natural
one, so I think I'm
right. Dev.
8.
Dev.
Oh, wait. Just like... 22.
Mom.
Oh, wow.
You're fine.
Mom. You're the one who's right next to me.
I have earmuffs. Always.
Yeah.
Never leave home without your earmuffs.
Well, there's tape to this.
Also, shove it.
Oh, shit, right.
Oh, man.
You should have a modifier for Constitution.
Oh wait, I have like a cool helmet. I forgot about that.
Ah,
are you wearing the one with the
oh,
eyes?
Yeah,
the red eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
17.
Okay, yeah.
That's what
she's
yep.
doing all right. She's kind of like been a little shy of this whole like tentacle thing, so you
just
kind of stuck back with Sariel. Yeah, this helmet, you're just like, let's go.
What's this sweet sound?
All right. Next up, this creature, like, just struggles, like, almost like. Jelly trying to pull itself up into a single pile again. it pulls in with all its tentacles. Let's see. One at you, Ballas. You kind of just ran into. And Lindell, you were there. That's a no and a 15 against Tracy.
Well, not.
And then Denthew, that is a no. Yeah, it just.
Ouch,
grabs you.
Shoot.
You're just grappled. There's no damage to it. Yeah. And it pulls you towards its mouth. You were once eagerly going towards it. No.
it's not what I wanted.
You. That's more natural 1 than 13. It does not feed you to itself.
Oh,
shoot. but as it does so, another tendril sprouts from it and attempts to seek a target.
Yikes.
Did you?
So seeing the squishy bit laying on the ground, he just runs up and tries to bit into the ground.
That's
okay. 2 ticks.
Oh, shit.
Well, I guess I'm aiming at the squishy bit, so an 11 or an 8.
Is that a natural 1?
Or is it a natural 1?
Yeah. It's no.
And then...
Even squishing at the kind of goopier-looking part that was stuck to the ceiling.
Yeah. All right. Well, in that case, I guess I'm gonna lay down, gonna burn a key point, and throw a couple some flurries at him.
Nice.
That is a 11.
Okay. Yeah, you strike down at this thing and you're like, heck it, and then just kick it in the soft spot. Yeah, one of those will hit.
That is 4. Can you add your strength modifier to this?
Dex.
No.
Yeah, you add your dex.
Yeah, okay, so that's 8 points of damage. And, I guess, have it roll a strength save for me to push 15 to the back.
Ooh.
It fails.
Just
you have now pushed this thing a grand total of
35
feet? Oh, yeah, 20 and 15, 35
yeah,
feet?
Yeah, yeah.
Alright.
We're just kicking it.
This is the most devastated I've ever seen a rope. Usually a roper has the party on the ropes.
Yeah.
For
you,
real.
You're...
I was terrified when you guys said it.
We're just like, oh. Party don't stop. Alright, yeah, you're kicking this thing down the hallway. Ballast, roll a strength check.
Strength. Oh, natural 20.
Yeah. You just, you're straining back from this thing, and again, it gets blasted away, and it, like this rope just undoes itself from you as this thing tumbleweeds down. Like it's beginning, you know, like a spider, like pulling its arms and towards itself to protect itself almost as this thing is getting pinwheeled down the hallway. It is that your turn? All right. Do you want to chase after it? You
have anybody get an opportunity attack?
It's forced
movement.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I guess I'll chase
Andre.
Alright.
You're not gonna
get me.
Not easy,
y'all.
I shall shoot it again.
Okay, it is. You didn't cross.
No.
You are still technically within range, but you were shooting down past. I'm gonna give you disadvantage because.
120 feet?
It's not more than 120 feet, but there's a lot of action happening in front of it, and it is.
To not shoot my friends.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Sure.
No.
Okay. So.
Shit rolled. You're fine. He was prone already.
It would have been a crit, but it says 24.
24. That would still hit.
Nice.
Is that the player's hand?
That crit would have done, like, 40 damage.
Yeah,
just for the record. It says 11.
11 points of damage.
Pointy.
Sario, you will have disadvantage on this attack because it is prone.
Can I move towards it?
You can.
My movement. I'll still.
Thank you. Your movement will finish you up halfway across this spike pit.
Oh, well, I don't want to go into this.
Okay, well, you
can...
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't...
So you move
closer.
Forward 20 feet.
Step on
ledge.
I'm sure it's safe.
Disadvantage. Let's go. Okay, 16.
No.
Yeah. Ooh, 24. Oh, wait, no, 23.
Yes.
21. Final answer.
You're just testing the waters to find out what it takes.
Oh, no, no,
wait. Damage 6 plus 1.
Okay.
Does any of my party that I can see look upset physically?
Physically upset?
In
I was pretty upset when we got down here. I forgot to go before we started messing around.
Okay, everybody's fine. What? Did somebody say they weren't fine?
I'm well below half health. I just forgot to
tell
myself before we started playing.
Sorry.
It's just like lifting that long.
Oh, I'll give Philozio a little pick-me-up.
Ace.
2d6.
A little cocaine?
Yeah, just a little bit. Oh,
good
9
work.
Points! That's pretty good!
Hey.
Nice.
Many
thanks.
Thanks. Right. Above half
health.
Just
fair.
Cool. No.
Okay, it still got me, right?
Roll a strength check, because it did get blasted down the hallway again.
Right, straight roll.
15?
Yes.
Oh, sweet!
Yeah.
I get out.
You were prone at this point, getting... jerked along the hallway, but you managed to, this time, like, just grab on to an outcropping, and as this thing just is further blasted down the hallway.
Alright, I will spend 5 feet of my movement to get up my tipsy sway, and then is there anybody who's right up against it? Are you right up against it?
Yeah.
Touching it? Okay. I'll try to...
I'm close to
you
it.
Were close.
Yeah.
You didn't follow it.
How far did it move?
15.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll try to run past it and flank it, I guess. Or, well, I guess it's prone, but I'll still try to run past it. Good. Get a little advantage on. I'll start hitting it. Yeah, that's 25. That first one.
Yes.
Great. That'd be 8. 5 points of damage. Second attack. That's even better. Whatever. 7 to hit.
Yep.
11 points of damage on the second one. Then I'll do an unarmed strike. 21 to hit.
Yeah.
That one. All right.
Would Cookie hit?
That's 6 more points of damage, Jay.
Alright,
how's it going?
It's good enough for me.
Hey, give me.
Oh, actually, that will do it.
What?
Yeah, you run up there and just start beating on it, and like the more you do it, the more the tendrils like pull in towards itself, and you just
Whack,
yeah,
whack, there's no flag to it.
As you're doing that, you see off the end of his staff just like bursts of sparks and like as it's releasing its kind of elemental tendencies into the wild.
Yeah. All right. Spiders bring out the varsity.
That went much smoother than my previous rover encounters.
Oh no.
Matt died at the end of that one.
But not because of the rover.
Yep.
Someone was carrying him a blast.
Their barbarian dropped him on his head and died. At two death saves, dropped him on his head.
Oh my god. We're like, are you sure you want to do
that? He's like, I already rolled.
Oh my goodness. Case. Josiah.
Josiah, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yikes.
Yeah, climbed on a ladder and I was like, you make a strength check. I mean, you're strong, but like, you're carrying a dude down a 30-foot ladder.
Traps.
Ouch. That's
terrible. Right on the noggin.
All right. And then the next time Matt played, he was a monk, and I banished him in the BBEG fight. And he was out for most of it. Matt has bad luck, apparently.
That's why he hates Dandy.
He's like, I'll give this ranger another shot. No, he played monk that time, actually. Which, I wanted to banish him because I didn't want to stunlock the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he failed just so spectacularly that he got stuck there.
All right. Go ahead and cure some more of my wounds while we're chilling.
How long do you chill?
Well, let's get everybody.
I don't feel safe. Just like take a nap.
I guess.
Are we doing it long enough to burn hit dice?
Well,
probably not.
How about
I don't want to sit here for an hour.
Yeah, we can first walk over. Do you think we can get all three of us on one pulley uppy thing?
Depends on who's doing the pulley uppy.
We'll have to retie the rope.
Oh, yeah. We'll retie the rope on there.
Okay.
And the two of you pull up on this rope. I'll leave it to the ballast. Whoever's probably stronger.
Okay.
As you pull up, you do smell a slight burning of the rope, just so you know.
Okay.
What happened?
Sorry. I keep pulling.
Okay.
I don't trust that.
Oh, come on, it's fine.
Like, the rope itself just, I mean, like, the inside, and the longer you do it, you can kind of see a bit of char along the handle there.
Hurry! Run! He's looking
at
things.
Okay.
I don't have shot run across because that just seems strange.
You make it.
Alright. To get shot across, I'm going to take off my leather strap and tie my hand onto the handle and lift up on it and have her go.
So you're doing the same thing there, but with the leather strap.
No, my hand's on it, but I'm just tying my hand on the handle so I can't let go.
Oh,
so
okay.
As long as I can lift up, it's.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll with advantage. You are safe.
Strength?
Constitution.
That's pretty smart.
17.
Yeah. Shaman makes you cross. You take
out
4 points of lightning damage.
Exactly.
You're the only one over.
Help!
Oh, we'll pull up one more time, and I'll cast guidance on Ballast to add a d4 to his check if he doesn't make one. Let's give you advantage because you're aided by the rope.
Oh, that's very good.
That worked.
What was that, Constitution? 20 something?
Yep. You take 2 points of lightning damage from doing this. I mean, the fibers of the rope help you a little bit in this, but you make it cross.
Good. Sweet.
All right. You want to take a second to sit around?
Dallas is kind of like twitching.
Really don't. Here.
Yeah, it's like a little mustache. It's like a little trail of smoke off of one hair.
Alright.
I say Russell on the usual. I don't want to linger with that type of thing.
That was a little scary, yeah. We'll keep on chugging
honk honk.
What's the light level like in here? It's pretty dark.
It's being produced slowly by
weapons.
Okay, my glaive is still a flame.
Okay.
So it's like a torch.
I'd like to lead just beyond the edge of the light, stealthily, just kind of like,
okay,
see what we're up against. Wait
for me.
You are progressing down past this cave when you see ahead of you a circular room, like at the edge of your vision, or at least, no, that's too far. You can't see that it's a circular room, but you do see that it expands out beyond the hallway. And this particular part of the hallway, as you approach it, you hear a voice. It's a male voice, and it says to you,
"Wait,
you've got mail.
Are these still
a voice says to anybody in particular. Yeah, no. It says, "The feet of the beggar pass unchallenged."
Oh my god, it's Indiana Jones! I'm gonna take off my shoes.
Okay.
And just continue stealthily going forward.
Okay.
You're just carrying my shoes.
Okay.
you cross this very soft sand. That somewhat kind of pulls you down a little bit, but you just pass right across it and enter this room that is, well, now that I think about it, is filled with patterns of light on the wall. In the center of it is a massive, like, 15-foot statue of a woman holding a bow in one hand and a crystal in the other. This crystal is receiving a single beam of silvery light that descends from the center of the ceiling, and this light itself hits the crystal and expands across the wall, just covering this ornately carved mural that rings the room.
I guess we would have seen and heard the same thing following.
Well, I was intentionally just...
He was ahead of you guys.
Do we hear anything as we approach?
Yeah, you kind of... You hear this... You know, like it, you can kind of hear it, but you can't make out the whole thing. I don't know exactly how to say that. But as you approach, you hear the feet of the beggar go unchallenged.
Okay.
Pass unchallenged.
Did we see him take off his shoes?
No, but I'm not being stealthy anymore. I'm just standing in the middle holding my shoes.
Oh, yeah, you can see him just, like, over there. He and Shava are just kind of standing in that room, and he's holding his shoes by his side.
Okay, well, I'm barefoot by default, so I'll just start walking.
Yeah. You ask the rest of the party for alms.
For what?
Alms.
May I have leprosy?
Alms.
I take off my boots or whatever I'm wearing.
Sorry?
I think my boots.
I guess I'll do the same.
So that was the right choice. I don't know. Maybe we're with that.
You all pass across. This sand itself, weirdly soft. But you make it across to the other side on challenge.
So does it feel like it sucks us?
It does suck down a little bit.
Ooh, interesting. Alright.
You just nailed that right on the face.
That was really smart.
Best guess. Let's see what happens.
That's great. I love it. It's smart. Because a lot of, like, puzzles, just to get meta a little bit, like, there's some puzzles, like, the first one you guys got to, you're like, I don't know if we should touch that.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's worrying right there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Alright.
Completely different approaches to how those both got done. And they both got done in stunning fashion.
Okay. So is there anything else but sand in the statue?
So the sand stops. The ground itself here is tiled.
Is the bow part of the statue?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it is a stone bow. The entire thing is stone. Like hair is pretty well done as far as, you know, the quality of the workmanship shows. You know, like stone arrows with their fletchings kind of out the top, and in the other hand, a crystal just kind of in front of her.
Don't recognize the statue.
Roll a history check.
That's going to be an 11.
Man.
Oh, hey. The other one was a natural one.
Was it? It does seem familiar.
I can't put my finger on it.
Like I've seen her before.
Yeah, like that. I mean, it's the angle must be throwing you off a little bit. You're not used to approaching people kind of this larger than life.
What is depicted on the mural?
So on these relief carvings all that ring the room, you see kind of the rise and fall of roll a history check. It looks like battles and heroes and monsters and
14.
Is anybody else helping him?
Right,
I figured it'd be kind of
see if anyone knows what this is.
No, natural 20.
Hey.
Nice.
It finally clicks for you, Ballast. Like one of these battles depicted, like, you were in it, or at least you feel like you've been in it, in a dream.
Did you marry her?
Her face does look pretty familiar now.
That's the lady you married? I don't know.
I don't think I married her. Not that
I'm
aware.
Yeah, I don't know if you told the party about that particular bit of the trial.
Oh, right.
Maybe you did. It's been a couple weeks.
I couldn't remember if they were part of that or not.
No,
it wasn't
that was just
they experienced
right.
A brief flash of it when they participated in a battle. But they were not the entirety of your dream.
I think she might be a relative of mine.
She has the mustache.
It's a genetic trait.
I've tried.
Oh, I've tried.
Oh, man.
Huh.
So he said
she does not have a mustache.
So he said the mural was like similar to the battle that all of us were kind of taking.
Yeah,
part
yeah.
In
so like that's just a 2 feet stretch of this
mm-hmm.
thing. Like this is a life story told out in rock. You were all kind of just enjoying this room. Like it's somewhat peaceful here. At the base of the statue is an inscription that says, "Backwards is the way forwards. Moonlight be your guide."
So the only door in the room is the one we just came in.
Yes. You came just straight in, facing the statue as it faces you.
Is your against the crystal?
You would have to climb up. It's like the crystal itself is 10 or 12 feet off the ground.
But it's not like a gigantic crystal, is it? It's just like resting in your hand.
I mean, it's cup. I mean, like it's
yeah.
pretty big.
To climb up there.
Climb up there. Try and turn it.
Test it around me.
I mean, it's pretty solidly held.
Okay.
But look where the light hits the walls.
It's a prismatic, like a myriad.
Oh,
kind of.
Yeah,
it is very kaleidoscopic.
Mm. I don't seem to be any other reflective surfaces in the...
So backwards is the way forwards.
Moonlight be your guide. Go ahead and make an investigation check. And from somebody else as well. Because you guys are kind of...
Eight.
That's a seven.
Okay. You guys search this room and find no more reflective surfaces. You see more on the murals... Knolls, you see this is a really cool bit kind of near two-thirds of the way through maybe three-quarter of just this massive creature that's, you've seen Yinigu almost in person and this this wasted landscape and then this fight that culminates in this creature's death and departure from the prime material plane.
We were in the fight against a Yinigu.
Was your future and a separate trial.
And the fight that they were in?
Was not against Yinigu.
It's not against Yinigu. But the mural depiction is of the fight against Yinigu.
A fight against Yinigu.
A fight.
Okay. Doesn't quite match.
Presumably in the past.
Like, did Shala smell anything interesting?
Rocks. There's not any. Roll a disadvantage, a scent check. So it'll be straight.
Yeah.
Straight check for you.
Perception or investigation?
Investigation. No particular sense. I mean, just the sense of the party. I mean, this place does feel and smell old.
We're going to try to climb up and remove the orb.
The he already attempted
oh,
to.
Okay.
He gave it a tug, but it didn't just come out.
Never mind. If you already tried that, I probably wouldn't.
Are there any depictions of the moon? Like any scenes that are...
Investigation.
11.
Nothing that really stands out. You do see this particular scene of a marriage and a sun and a moon being depicted there, although it seems to be kind of poetic.
Because I'll probe around the statue while I'm up there.
Okay.
And check around there.
While you're like up in the arms of the statue,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. Roll a 15. There does appear to be a glint of metal on the ground behind the statue.
I pointed out to the rest.
Okay. It's, and you really almost wouldn't have caught it, except that he was back, Drift Globe following him on that side of the room. But almost a dark metal, on the floor behind the statue.
I guess I pointed out too. Was the Drift Globe
window?
Yeah. I pointed out one of those. Hey, what's that?
Oh, shoot.
So you go to the back of the pedestal here. There, if the pedestal is, it is squarish with the character facing this direction, there is a metal line 5 feet long here and a metal line 5 feet long here.
So like embedded in the floor?
It is. It is. The top of it is flush with the floor. And actually, it has some contouring to it. So kind of from a side... So if you like looking down at it, it almost is kind of like this, and then this is floor level, and that is just the metal bit here, and then stones next to it. Essentially, a single groove run, like the fuller of a blade, like curves. I think that's what it's called, the scooped out part along a blade, similar to that except deeper.
So like person sized.
No, you can actually take the tip of your finger and run it along.
Oh,
inside that.
I'm trying to push the pedestal in the direction.
backwards.
Push it backwards?
Just push it that way.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make it a strength check.
I'm gonna help him.
Skonk.
19.
Yeah, the two of you.
No, nope. Sorry, that was a save. 15.
Yeah. You can. You don't actually need to with his roll. The two of you put your weight into it, and as you lean against it, the whole thing slides back. And as you do so, the room itself dims because the crystal is no longer being shown into the light. The beam of light itself descends, following a ladder that goes down.
Ooh. I'm gonna like slide down the ladder, cool guy style, like
into the unknown.
Yep.
It's not a very far go.
Which direction does it go?
Down.
Then?
You are in a small chamber, two doors directly behind you.
So, I mean, if I'm facing the ladder, face the doors.
Yeah, so one, actually, one you know, backwards, say, 4 and 8 at 1 o'clock. It just, you know, diagonally behind you.
Is there a guard in front of each one of them? Does one of them look like he tells the truth and one of them looks like he might tell lies?
You don't see... in here, you do see three statues. They are smaller, but they don't ask you any questions.
There's a few doors down here.
Ooh.
And some statues. What are the statues of? Just like...
Three more members of the party.
Oh.
One, and they're... Actually, sorry, it is five members of the Eldritch Five.
Are down there.
12-inch height. Statues, just kind of, you know, round bases to them, and they are in coves in the wall, in between the doors themselves.
Follow him on down. Yeah. And these sweeps to the statues. They just had more time to look.
you feel as you were the last person down the hall, down the ladder, you almost feel like a hand kind of swats your bum.
That guy's raised, but he doesn't look back. He's just going down a little faster.
Try to pick up one of the statues, is it?
Yeah, it is a flat-based thing. Lifting it does not remove it from... Or, sorry, it does remove... Picking it up does pick it up.
Picking it up does not remove it.
There's no effect whenever you pick it up and examine it. The bottom of it is flat. And
was it, like, set into, like, a... something.
Yeah, so the matching location where it was set, let's say the backing where it would be, covers essentially the back half of the statue, and at the top it is rounded. So pill-shaped.
Mm-hmm.
Fill in the bottom and have a bit of a recessed bit for the circular base of the statue to fit in. The top, and then cut the pill in half tall ways so that the statue itself can kind of sit recessed in that. That is all fine.
Yeah,
mine now. Along a 15-foot spread. And then a door on either side.
They're all in the middle between the two doors?
Yes.
These statues mean anything to you about?
They look like something I saw in the vision. The test that we went through.
One is identical to the statue that you just pushed out of the way.
Hmm. Interesting.
How tall is the ladder?
Some 30-40 feet.
Mm. How big is the shaft?
It's only 5 feet around.
Alright, then I'm going to get down into the hole, put my back against the back, my hands against the ladder, and put Shava across my hands, and try to work my way down the ladder without us dying.
Okay. roll a strength check.
Five.
You're about halfway down when your hands slip, and you're like, your feet are still on the ladder. But you're in, like, this unrecoverable position. You're wedged back.
Wedge myself into the...
Yeah, you have, like, dog on top of you. And, like, can't pull yourself up to the ladder.
Can Shava bite the ladder and kind of lift her weight a little bit off of it?
She can try.
Can move forward to just kind of, like, pull herself a little bit just so she's not holding
it. Twist and try and put her teeth on the ladder. Roll dexterity check.
All of our stuff. Bad cat.
I'll be shit. 21?
She has a grip on the ladder. She hasn't necessarily pulled a ton of weight off of you.
Shouldn't he try and, like since he just got down before, like, turn back, like, catch him before he hits
I'm, like, 30 feet off.
You're above them. You're last down. You still have the opportunity to help.
Finish the job.
Perfect. So Shava, holding a little bit of her weight, I'm going to, like, go down a rung and see if I can, like, then get back on the ladder.
Yeah, another strength check just to kind of see... how you're holding out with this whole situation.
Really unfortunate situation. 14?
14. Yeah, you managed to get to the bottom without too much more incident, but your arms are a little shaky from the exertion. Everybody's kind of underneath you, like,
oh,
don't fall.
Probably
not anyway.
Either of these doors calling to you more than the other?
Is the moonlight pointing at you?
Oh, yeah.
No, the moonlight is just into the bottom of the ladder.
I'm gonna, like, pick up all the statues and see if there's anything under them. Like,
nope, they're all flat based. I should note that the moonlight itself does shine on a sigil of sorts.
Sigil?
Yeah,
that's a great
just, no, just a seal.
Does the sigil have any kind of point on it?
No. It is. It just seems to be Eldritch 5 decoration. You know, some sort of marking of sorts.
I'm gonna hold my blade in such a way that a little bit of the moonlight is reflected toward the left door. It's like suddenly kind of like flashing a little bit on the left door.
Asani.
That's the one.
Like, can you see that? I'll take a rubbing of the symbol while he's looking at it.
Okay.
Just like a quick
question. Yeah. Parchment.
Cool.
We'll try.
Well, which... He sidles up to the lady statues. Meet again.
She's like 12 inches long. So you know.
Sideline eyes, gives a wink, and proceeds on to inspect the other statues.
Val's kind of getting a little, like, disconcerned.
So these five,
Apollo doesn't know what to make of this thing on his pedestal.
The snack?
The five, can I tell by looking at them, like, if any of them were casters? Like, are they all holding weapons? Like,
yeah,
what
they are all holding.
They were, you know?
Yeah, so you see ahead of you, on the extreme left, you see the same woman, bow in one hand, crystal in the other, seems to be wearing kind of lighter armor. One shoulder has some metal on it, but that flares out into a kind of poofier sleeves and then back down into gloves. Flowing, you know, hair. That is kind of over one shoulder, and yeah, just bow and arrow seems to be her trick. Another has standing, the next one over, just left or right, has a serpent-like, more lizard-like kind of shoulder pauldron on his main hand, and then wrapping around this. Almost a body and tail sort of thing that is an external part to, you know, kind of over the cloth of his armor. And he is kind of in heavier armor. He appears to be wielding this broad sword and a mail. Maul, simultaneously. Sorry,
a flail.
I combine the word flail and maul.
A maul flail?
He's wielding a flail. The one center is the most, kind of has this, he is the tallest, kind of the most imposing figure, and this helmet that almost looks like a keyhole, except the bottom is out and they kind of narrow. It's almost a little Nazgul-ish, you know, kind of that recessing, and you can't, the ones with the helmets on, you can't, you know, make out facial features. But this one, like the two flanking it have kind of a good reason for it, where, you know, like there's bars across their helmet, but inside his is just black. Or not black, but it is, when you kind of put some light at it, the only thing in there is just a helmet. There's no, like,
no
head in there for some reason. but yeah, greatsword and kind of the heaviest, you know, body armor of the group. The helmet itself has horns. One of the horns is snapped off, kind of they curl down. The next one has this pike with this banner coming off of it, and a shield, and another couple of banners, just draped over the scenery, you know, at his feet and over his shoulder, all kind of various houses, you know, like all kind of decorated in these various grotesque sigildry of various conquested foes. And with him a shield, and the one on the end appears to be a caster. This kind of bent up staff, but a woman with braided hair, and a holding up, you know, almost as if speaking to it, you know, almost as if, you know, kind of frosting an apple with the heat of your breath, is holding this crystal sphere, and the the statue itself, like that crystal sphere itself, is clear. It is the only thing not stone in this entire setup. And robes and a hood for her. I spent way too long on that.
It's interesting.
Well,
I guess left it is.
I'm gonna like put my ear up to it.
Roll a perception check.
Oh, not bad. 22.
You hear nothing. Oh. But the beating of your own heart.
Lub-dub. Lub-dub. Is that like a, it's like a doorknob or is it like a handle to sort of push it?
It's a narrow doorway that you splits it in half and you can just
like
saloon, out, like a saloon door.
Saloon style.
That seems a bit crass for given the situation, but yes, saloon door.
I'm gonna like push it a little bit and just like peek inside and stick my glaive in there so I can see.
Down the hallway, and it is a rather long hallway. There's a statue to the right of you. Looking up, it is the same as the second statue from the left. And down this pillared hallway, at the end of it, the room gets a bit convoluted. That's beyond your vision.
Okay.
Just a hallway. A large, broad ceiling hallway.
So the hallway, there's a statue with like a kind of an alcove here or something like that?
He's not even in an alcove. He's just out.
Okay, just kind of on the side of the hallway.
Well, you are actually on the side of the hallway. You have come in on one side. The statue itself is in the center, and you can assume the other doors lead to the right side of the hallway. It's a rather wide hallway. Okay. Like something like this.
I go in that door and come out the other one.
Okay.
It's magic!
Yeah, you loop around
some
and
sort
walk
of
out the side.
Question for Nerali.
Is not here.
Oh, yeah, she stayed.
You were
top.
Out of the room at the time.
No swimming.
Oh, she stayed?
Yeah.
Yeah, she stayed at the top.
Darn. She said she only knew where the door was.
Stayed. Nerali said this was a shrine or something?
She said it was the third trial. But yeah, she didn't mention something.
Nerali said that we sing all this Eldritch Five.
Well, it was in the,
how are they connected?
The vision.
The Eldritch Five.
Mm-hmm.
We're in your vision.
Yes. I think you were a part of that vision.
You remember some part of four other members in a battle.
I thought that I wasn't in that. It was just like Ballas and two others.
You were, you were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you were an archer, remember? You still cast Eldritch Blast, but you were effectively this lady with the statue. The statue.
Oh.
So I go back in there.
Okay. And this hallway is rather ornate. The floor itself is marble. And
so that's the statue, and he says the one, is that the one with the flail?
Yes, this one has a flail in one hand and a blade in the other.
Okay.
And the wrapping serpent. Go ahead and roll a intelligence check.
3.
Okay. I'll join Ballas.
Smart. It's a nice statue.
Yeah, it is.
Also, I'll send the drift globe up to kind of its face.
Okay. I mean, it is, as far as you can tell, quite identical to the one before.
I go and grab the smaller version and bring it in.
Look the same.
Yeah.
Or identical.
Yeah.
I'll peek in the
fascinating
hallway. They're the same hallway. Ballas.
Oh, there's two holes.
You guys are looking around, and there are a number of skeletons scattered about this region.
Oh!
Stepped in. Tatters, dark clothing, some leathers. There's some
old
paper that you actually, you kicked open half a notebook.
Oh! I'll stoop down very carefully with my archivist's hands.
Okay.
oh, yeah, shoot.
Is
hand
like well, like a whale nearby?
No, like the bones themselves are no longer. I mean, you pulled it out of a half rotted satchel. There are some pages that remain. It is a kind of thinner, journal like thing. You interested in any section of the book in particular?
To the end.
All right.
Spoilers.
They are coming.
Yeah.
It appears to be notes.
Oh.
And roll an intelligence check.
Okay.
Just kind of scratchy handwriting. As you pick up one of the pages, it just like just falls apart.
Could you tell what language is it?
I'm so sorry. I was being so careful with it.
Oh, man.
All right.
Dang it. I will,
So like the ending part of it kind of...
So, can I cast Mending?
Sure. Get some tape.
Do you have Mending?
I do have Mending. I cast Sellotape.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it just kind of weighs the sand over it and it just congeals back together.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing.
That was super satisfying to hear.
Yeah,
that was cool. One of the four tablets was destroyed because of that braggart halfling.
Hey.
But he says you'll need to bring the fire champion to that position.
I understand.
You want to keep reading?
Now that I know, I'll sit down and do like a thorough search of the book this time.
Physician. Not sure what, quote, one of the bloodline at the Nexus means, period. We tried forcing the water champion to the center, as there's plenty of imagery related to the water plane here.
Look up, is there imagery related to the water plane?
Oh. They were taking notes in this here chamber. Now they're skeletons.
Does that mean they couldn't get out?
They're coming.
Don't fool along.
Were any of the Eldritch Five known as the fire champion or the water champion?
A lady I saw up there is pretty fiery.
Watch it.
Makes me balance to say that.
Mustache.
That's still a new one.
Yeah, do we... if we look around, does it look like these people died violent deaths? Or are they just like in their bedrolls, starved to death?
Who wants to investigate with them?
I know skeletons.
I know violent deaths.
I've got my share of things. I shall investigate.
20.
Oliver, no.
Ooh, we're good at looking at these things. Oh, no, sorry. Now I'm good. I haven't rolled terrible with this dice. Investigation, that'd be eight.
You see...
His bones are, right?
Yeah. You continue down the hallway while Flosiel is back in the statue. Flosiel, you see a peculiar thing. Bones, like bone shards, sticking out from in between the pedestal and the statue.
What?
Oh, shoot.
It's standing on bone shards. Strangely.
Oh.
You near the other end of the hallway. It is widening out. You'll have to remove this.
Yes.
It's widening out. You find more skeletons here. All told, this entire chamber contains...
I got it.
Very specific pain.
Oh, jeez. Like, a little bit of blood.
How much damage did it do to him?
Four.
Is it great? And you investigate this chamber, and there are nine or so skeletons. In fact, you find one here with, like, the skull itself is just shattered and fallen very close to the wall here. There is... some more paper on this one.
Ooh, I will look. As I start to pick that one up, I'll be like, Alice, you're a member of a pretty ancient bloodline, aren't you?
I mean, I never knew my parents.
Alright.
One single tear.
Oh, dang it.
I couldn't tell you.
Keep an eye out for any nexuses. Maybe don't step into them.
You saw you and Lindell are standing here. There is another scrap of paper. On this corpse.
Carefully. Read it there.
It's just a letter.
Oh. Dear Viridine.
Viridine?
Yeah, you said getting anything of value out of Ica's rest was impossible. Thanks, but you were wrong. I managed to pull a magical shroud out of the place by myself. It's just draped over the cyst. Got a good price on it from the Xanathar wacko. Wacko was going on about having it for some glass cannon operation. I didn't have enough magic or personnel to crack into anything deeper than that. Maybe your crew would be up to it. XOXO. Tellian.
At the far end here is a single
pillar, sorry. It only goes up 5 feet off the ground, but it is a single stone coffin.
Any of these names ringing a bell, or we know anything about the nationalities of these? These names that we're
hearing. History check.
Alright. Gosh, that's 5. Hey. Well, good for once. 21.
I mean, they seem like Sword Coast names.
They don't seem haggish.
The Xanthar seems like a specific
entity
of some sort.
The Xanthar.
I'll walk up to the coffin, take a look at it.
Okay. To do so, you move around. These are 4 braziers here.
Are they lit?
They are not. They're empty. Empty bronze chalices, essentially. almost, you know, with bases, sorry, with necks, chalice necks that are almost like candlesticks. They're elongated, but decorative. And the chalice itself opens up some 6 to 8 inches wide at the top and chest height. As you look around, you see these ley lines in the ground here emanate from there. And in a counterclockwise pattern, move around this center disc.
Sorry, what are these?
These are chalices here.
Okay.
And then there seems to be kind of an inscription.
What do the inscriptions say?
So this one is worn away here, and this one is actually broken in half. Oh. Not broken in half. Has been shattered.
Mm.
Oh shoot.
The other two?
The other two. One on them says, I am that which bites without teeth.
Oh.
Frost.
Wait. I'm gonna run over to each of these corners and look.
What about this
one? The other one says, I am that which strikes without fist.
The union.
I'm gonna go and look. Do these have symbols on them? Over here,
do
these
they do.
Pedestals?
Sorry, I switched these. Not that it matters. Doesn't matter.
All
right. No, it doesn't.
Oh, thanks. Cool. All right. Can I tell? Okay. So I look at this one. Does it appear to be water?
No. Yeah. What are these?
There are glyphs on them. They are actually. There's nothing on them. They have a couple of short steps up to them, and upon them are some sort of. Roll an arcana check. I mean, it looks arcane, certainly.
Yeah. 16.
Something circle-ish looking thing?
Circle-y. I'll compare them. Are they all the same? Let it go. Kind of take
They all have a different main glyph on them. And at the front of each, kind of outside of the arcane, these sorts of glyphs seem to differ as well.
What about the chalices?
Chalices are empty and brass.
And are they, sitting on the pedestal?
On the ground.
The ground.
Yeah, they have their long neck chalices.
They're just, like, you can move them?
They're stuck in the stone, sorry.
Okay.
And then from the base of them travels this ley line that you were
mm-hmm.
seeing.
Hmm. I'll continue up to the coffin.
Okay, what route do you take across this? Starting here.
I'd probably give these a wide berth, just kind of do-do-do-do-do-do.
I assumed everybody had been keeping the center clear.
Yeah, not going in. We kind of look at the opposite before.
Yeah, you go up to this. Upon it is more stonework. It is feminine. It as if a stone cloth had been draped over a resting figure that is partially rested into the stone. Featureless. Fairly featureless.
Are there any inscriptions at the coffin?
No.
Here lies.
No.
So
it's... It is actually, aside from that, the slab itself is 3 to 4 inches thick and runs all the way around and has a almost very similar to the same seam that was in the Thunderwave chamber, that half of a centimeter opening by appears to be a centimeter deep, runs around underneath the top 3 or 4 inches all the way around, and it's just a solid rectangular prism there. And on that lid itself is that half-submerged feminine figure.
Coffin is a step from
from this letter, it looks like Tellian suggested that Verdine,
sure,
Verdine, Viridian? Viridian's crew should come.
I think what we're finding is the remains of Viridian's crew. There's one right here, a couple in there. Was there any others around here dead?
Basing on who, like everybody obviously is dead. Yeah. And, you know, some 30 years dead looking. Or at least quite old. 30 years plus or minus 10. Kind of stone throw, sort of.
So Tellian took a shroud and didn't go deeper than this room, it sounds like.
Somebody made it out of a magic shroud.
Aika, does that ring a bell?
Roll a history check.
They're probably furniture.
17. Yeah, it does.
13.
Aika?
It's the one with the bow.
It's the one with the bow.
Yeah. This is the one that you marry in the dream.
It's the woman.
I was.
You, not that you would necessarily know that, but from cross-referencing, you could know that.
Up to the coffin.
I guess rest. Oh.
Yeah.
We're in.
Share the paperwork, everyone.
We're in, I guess rest.
Is that okay?
I think so.
Well, she used to be the only one resting. Who was meant to be here anyway?
Yeah, we gotta be resting.
Speaking of resting,
I want to go and like put my hand on top of the coffin.
Yep.
And try and just like.
Don't resurrect her, you'll derail my compact.
That's a great idea!
I
don't have that power. No. I just want to like put my hand on top of it and see if I can get a vibe. I mean, since I. Was
she's
her in a dream? I don't know.
Excellent.
I knew you. Wisdom check.
Oh, not bad. Straight wisdom? 18.
There is a certain darkness to this place. Like, a malevolence has settled. In a sense that. And you don't notice it. It's one of those subtle things, like crops failing. You know, it could be anything. Like it could just be the weather. But crops failing year after year. You know, that sort of subtle malevolence, like clothes fraying too quick. That permeates, well, now that you think about it, this entire space. Like since you've got close to this. But when you touch this coffin, this cyst, you feel this peace. That is the thing that separates it. It's like being able to breathe when you know, kind of that close suffocating that, you know, that you don't notice you had. That there's something a little wrong about this place. But here at the center of it, it's peaceful.
Whoever was here before stole some kind of shroud off of Aika there. I'll walk over and I'll just cast a cantrip. I'll try to cast a cantrip into the arcane that's kind of there and see if there's any like reaction from it. See if it reacts to me.
What are you casting?
I'll just cast guidance, just to kind of a benign, small level cantrip into it.
Some of the runes glow.
Oh.
No, fade away.
Hmm.
It's not, and when you did it, you kind of cast it into the plate itself. It's not as if you had an epicenter, and from there, like, the intensity decreases. It is some certain the runes glow, and others ignore your effect.
Hmm. I'll cast resistance. Is it the same thing? Just another cantrip?
Similar.
Yeah.
Different.
Different
runes. Hmm. Still, the one in the center is not illuminated.
I relay this to the rest of the party.
I'll go over to this one and try casting lightning lure on it.
Lightning lure into this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You cast it into this one, and similar effect. Different pattern of runes, but no effect. As far as the center rune being illuminated. And it, again, fades away.
What are these things? Have we talked about these X's?
There is... No, it is a marking on the wall. Another similar to these other summoning... things. It's about 20 feet high, and just flat with the wall. Just some arcane markings.
Do I recognize any of the sigils, arcane markings, any of that? I'm not really.
You're a rave, is what you are. Right now.
Oh!
Like, see, like that. You can see stuff.
Oh, I forgot. Eldritch Sight.
Yeah.
Tell me all the things.
I mean, you're seeing, like, ley lines run around this entire place. Like, the hidden circuitry behind Black Marble. As you know, kind of spiders around here coalescing at this center point or around it. There's a spot there in the middle. And matching with the almost sunburst pattern there on the floor of just nuts. But there is an increased intensity leading up to it in a bit of a swirl.
The center is nothing.
The center is completely nothing, yeah. But going up to that circle, increased intensity, especially coming from the goblets, you roll a perception check.
And I can tell the schools of everything.
Yes.
Ooh! Perception, you say? 20!
You see ley lines running across the floor. Here to here. Here to here.
Oh.
Here to here. And here to here. They're faint. They're really faint.
Mm.
But you can see through.
Okay. I broke the DM without even turning.
No, it's fine. I don't know why I completely forgot about that.
I did too.
But say, had you rolled lower, the chaos that is this room of just this rigging, you might not have been able to trace these lines.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did that. Overload of the senses. So I want to try and pick up one of the chalices, can I?
To the ground. Stuck to the ground.
Stuck to the ground. What if.
Seems like there's something elemental going on.
I can see which glyphs match, but I don't know how to move them.
Alice is going to kind of start walking around more over here. He hasn't really walked around the center very much.
Alice, you should go stand in the center there.
No, don't.
Oh.
The center.
No, do it.
I don't like it.
Do it. Do it and you're cool.
Okay.
I want to be cool.
The room hums.
Oh!
Here we go.
A slow energy. Some of the ley lines pulls. And, like, outward from the center there. And, yeah.
Alice, what are you doing?
Is that it?
A rune on the front of each of these does light up.
Ooh.
Okay.
I step off. Just for a second.
It is. The hum itself is an arcane hum. Some of you, it only exists just on the periphery. Ballas, you being in the center of it. Do you sense some of it? Each of you in your own way sense it a little bit. And Shaba, like, even Shaba, like, kind of understands this is some sort of off magic. It subsides when he steps off. Like, it kind of has that initial hum, you know, like a car starting, has that initial top sputter of it waking up, and then tones down to an idling sort of thing.
I'll get back on.
How do you feel?
How do I feel?
Horrible. Like a battery.
Do I feel like a battery?
Roll a arcana check.
Oh boy. 12.
No super feeling. Like, nothing. Nothing.
Mm. A little hungry.
You feel like kind of arcane humming. Just like everybody else does.
Hmm. I'll go check. Do these seem to be corresponding to, like, different elements?
Very cool. The
ones in the corner.
You can tell school.
Yes.
These are all conjuration.
All conjuration.
Each of these pads are conjuration.
Ah.
Actually, even the green axes are as well.
Do any of those people represented by the statues have connections to any particular elements?
I'm not sure.
Roll a history check.
I might be sure. I'm not sure.
I'll go run and get one of the statues from outside and come back in.
Okay.
That's all right. And then I'll choose one that looks like it maybe corresponds to, like, this one.
Where are you placing it on this plate?
Where do I see bone shards underneath of it? Oh, okay.
I'll place it just on the center, but just gently.
Okay. You gently rest this white stone figurine there in the center of it. Step back. Nothing happens.
Pick it up and put it back.
You run it back.
Yeah.
Put it back.
Mm-hmm.
rotate the clues.
What?
Rotate the clues.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so... you've done this one, kind of.
Magical shroud.
Wait.
Oh, they broke it in half. Yeah. Okay. Where?
Over the fire chamber.
Yeah, we gotta... I'll go run and get all the statues and bring them back in.
Okay.
Check the bottom of the statues.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything on the bottom?
They're not even magical, according to Sorrel.
Hmm. And do we recognize any of the runes or the arcane symbols and imagery on these pedestals as representing like water or fire or anything?
You and Sariel can make that check.
Okay.
Arcane.
Plus 5. Ooh, 21.
Yes.
15. What was the
fire? This is kind of air. This is water. And that is stone.
I'll go to the fire one, and I'll use my elemental attunement to do what I would do whenever I light or snuff a small fire, and just cast that into it.
The center rune lights up, in addition to most of the other runes.
Okay.
Wait,
the one that does not light up is the one that lit up when Ballas was standing on it.
So we need to have...
I'm still standing on it.
Okay. All right, then.
I'm gonna shoot some water at that one.
I cast the corresponding... I use my elemental attunement to cast, like, a fire thing into this.
The entire thing erupts into a column of flame.
Oh, jeez! Just this is like...
Standing in front of you is a humanoid figure.
Oh!
Some 10 feet tall.
Whoa!
Oh, something's happening!
Pure flame.
Ooh, I'll stumble back.
He looks... tick.
Oh, shoot! Oh, no.
You... still want to cast that water?
Yeah, sure.
You cast. Well, let's just. Let's get right here and get up.
All
right. And roll some initiative. This takes your attention pretty quick.
Okay.
Like
so
you were watching him do this.
Yeah.
This had success.
Yeah.
This is immediately what happened. If you know
yeah,
sometime in the initiative want to do this, you can turn around.
A fire spell into this and interrupted in a column of flame. And now there's a humanoid figure standing in the middle of it, made out of flame.
Above 20. 20 above.
Oh, guys.
Nobody 20 and above. 15 and above.
15.
Hey. We suck.
10 and above.
Oh god. We see. Wow. Rough one.
Sorry. 5 and above.
6.
8.
7.
We all set fire and then we start.
Stacked at the bottom. I'm just like, oh.
Din at you.
Yeah. Dinny.
8. 7. 6.
Yep.
Yep.
It's like Sokratoa or Do Re Mi. I have Din Lin Sar. Okay.
Imagine the sword cast.
Cool. There's so much to juggle right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No.
This mug is always in my way.
Opened up the giant can.
So he burst from the ground and he's going to try and.
It's the only one I didn't load.
Oh man.
Alright. This guy is first in the initiative order. Suddenly, this particular corner of the room is very, very bright because he is literally on fire. And he is going to reach out and just clap his hands together at you. that is an 11 to hit and a 16 to hit.
Second one.
Okay. You are going to take. That's a lot of numbers.
Oh, no.
21 fire damage.
Oh dang!
Wow.
Hmm. Oh wow! You said 21?
Yes.
Oof.
Oh dang it. next up is Ballast.
Okay.
Just being close to this thing is scorching.
I'll stumble back.
I'm going to pull out my battle axe and Yondalin shield. I'm gonna...
Yeah. Alright, you step off the plate.
Yes.
And this thing persists.
Okay.
Shoot.
I was wondering.
So you go up, you run up to it.
Yep. Z, how far away is Z?
1, 2.
Can I just, like, skirt around here?
There you go.
Something like that. So, let's say 18 to hit.
18 does hit.
Okay. And that does 8 damage.
Okay.
Then, oh, natural 20.
Oh, I think you said. Wait, are you adding fire damage to this?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, you pull out your battle axe.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep, so it doesn't have the flame tongue.
It does take an action to pull out your shield, just so you know.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I
save that natural 20 for next round.
I have the shield out, and I'm like right here.
Okay. A little away from it so it doesn't just burn off your arrows.
Yep.
Cool. Next up, Felozio.
Checking out that statue.
Where would I have actually been at this time? Probably just with
you. You guys probably would have been at least in this chamber.
Right,
the
interest.
Yeah. Sorry, you were by Ica's tomb.
Up by Ica, yeah.
Although you guys, you might have wandered away a little bit after having some. No, sorry, this is Sariel. I passed the wrong one. Is that you? Okay.
Okay.
You also have the option to do this.
Yeah, I mean, I can just barely get there, so yeah. I actually, or bonus action dash, and give him one slash. It has to work because it rhymes. 14.
14 does hit this creature.
Did 7 demolish.
Okay. You take 5 fire damage.
Great!
Wow.
Is that it? Shava can't make it?
Yep. She can make it, but she wouldn't be able to action, so she would just be in range.
Next up is Dinthu.
Rolling right up there.
You got 50 feet of movement.
Nice. If I didn't do it wrong.
I went 60 feet, and I was next to him. So I don't think you should quite be able to make it.
Okay. You can key bonus action down to make it there.
I should just have this chilling because it's not had been long enough for it to drop from the previous fight.
No, nice. Wait, don't I give usually this is your
no.
This
wow.
Is this rage. That's whatever concentration, etc. that you have.
Okay.
Because you can cast now. I don't think I can cast all the rage spells.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's whatever effect you can put on somebody. Didn't use that it for your turn.
Yep.
Lindel.
Alright, I'm going to spend a key point to disengage and stumble back from this guy.
Cool.
Because he hurt me. I'm going to take 35, 40. And then I'm going to reach out, as I'm kind of running away, cast Bless on Flozio, Ballast, and Sariel.
Yay!
Alright.
Sweet.
That's a d4 to all y'all's rolls.
Is that it for your turn?
Yeah, that'll end my turn.
Sario.
I would like to use my bonus action to transfer my hex to Leo.
Get hurt.
And I'll do what I do best.
Concentration save on your hunter's mark.
Oh, right, I took
that. Ooh, and I get d4s on my attacks, yeah?
Boy.
For bless?
Yes, for bless.
Draw
plus d4 on your
Or whole 3.
Okay, so I rolled the same again. So 7. 20.
Hits.
And 19.
Hits.
Okay.
Nice.
So I've got
numbers.
Do you need the type split?
No, not for you.
Okay. 10, 12, 18,
28
points damage.
Very nice.
Hex and
Elder to bless. Is that it for your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Step up and smoke it.
300 feet away! Alice.
Oh, sorry. What am I doing? I have some attacks to make. I'm going to step forward. I'm going to walk forward to...
Roll here.
Kind of moving forward and kind of make one swat at Felozio. Natural 20.
Oh, no.
No.
Not our range.
That's subprime.
You take 15 points of fire damage. He's going to hit you again.
Hey!
You're also on fire. So at the beginning of your turn, Lindle, you are also on fire. I applied that damage too early, but you would have taken it at the beginning of your turn anyhow. These are all the same color. What am I doing?
I just ran away on fire.
These are blessed, I guess.
Okay.
Despite the fact of fire.
Well, I keep the red one because it's on fire.
Yeah, okay.
I'm
so you want,
red,
you want red to be on fire and pink to be blessed?
Yeah, let's do that.
No, it's not a flame, it is a blessed.
Yes.
Oh.
You need another paint?
One more paint, yeah.
Wait, are four people running blessed right now?
What?
No, oh shoot, I'm on fire, not blessed. There we go.
Okay.
You're on blessed.
Now we're good.
Oh,
you've done this flame blessed.
I have most rings to win.
Alright. That was his turn. I like it.
I don't want to emphasize
chop,
this, but you did say hit me again
what?
And you didn't give me any
damage. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
He's gonna miss.
Hey!
Yeah.
He's quite flanking.
Oh, you got to be.
Oh, this works.
No, yeah,
he's
works.
Yeah. Okay, I'm flanking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flonk.
Flonk. Flank. Flank. Flonk. Okay.
Wants fish.
27.
That hits.
Oh, the fish is swimming down like, what are you doing?
That's,
ooh, max damage. 12.
Very nice.
No, this white is that.
Remind me, this axe.
It's just a battle axe.
Wasn't it like a plus one?
I don't think so.
Was it like an axe of warning?
Warning?
Okay. You guys looted some axe. Like,
I think I bought this. I think I bought this one. I just wanted a single hand weapon.
You wanted a nice axe.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. It's non magical.
Yeah.
So you don't do as much. Like you've experienced this before.
Yeah.
Kind of swinging through something with that kind of like I just didn't do as much as I needed.
Okay. Try again.
So your 12 was reduced to 6?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a 25 to hit.
Hits.
And that does another 12, which becomes another 6.
Okay. Cool. So after your turn, then
explosion.
You say the action.
You are on fire.
Gage.
So I will hit you up with that.
Hey!
For 7 points of flaming.
Good. We're both going to take the action to disengage. And I'm going to bonus action to... hunt his mark. Mark that if I forget.
Does anybody besides our resident warlock and ranger benefit from these debuffs?
He's on fire?
No,
debuffs?
Him having hex and hunter's mark on him.
No,
oh,
it's just me. Just how many damage is his 7?
Disadvantage on
ham.
Ham checks.
What sort of checks?
All ham checks.
I'm thinking.
Ham checks.
Strength checks.
Didn't you?
I will replace.
Can
stop
you on
fire? You can use your action to put it out.
Yes,
I got
a bit, everybody.
I got a minute. proceed to go to SmackDown Town.
Okay.
Use one speed. 26.
26 hits?
Use another speed. 26.
Also hits.
And then.
For your efforts, you will take 6 fire damage because you hit.
Okay. I'm gonna keep hitting though.
Keep hitting!
You only take the one.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm also gonna burn a key point and do some flurrying.
Heck yeah!
So that'll be. Oh, that's a 12.
Nope.
No.
Did you get right on?
Yeah. Something for your divine.
Oh. My divine? That's damage.
Oh, okay.
Plus 1d4. Gradient. And then that one is a 23.
Yes.
Okay, so I have 2 spear attacks, 1 unarmed. I'll hit.
Okay. Yeah, so you flank around this thing, and this golden light suffuses your hands and weapons as you. Strike it repeatedly. Do you need more dice? Or you just got all dice?
Just got 6 dice. 6 plus 4 is 10. Plus 4 is 24. And then my burned.
Nice.
Is 5 plus 4. What am I adding? 92? 26. 35 points of damage total.
Cool. Very nice.
And the one effect I choose is. Prone. He has to make a dexterity save.
Ooh!
Hmm.
Probably a big guy.
And what's the DC?
13.
He succeeds.
Dang.
way.
Yeah, you run up behind him, and he just kind of, his form wavers there for a second, but manages to stay in place.
Cool.
That's all I got. Lindell, it is your turn.
All right, I will step up here, but before I do anything, I will use action to put the fire out on myself.
Okay.
That's what it takes. All right. And then I will reach out and I will cast Sanctuary on the
bonus.
As a bonus action. One bonus action, cast Sanctuary on the
Sanctuary.
So until.
What's that orange ring around you?
That's my concentration.
Okay, is that your concentration on Sanctuary?
It's not a concentration. It's my concentration on Bless.
Speak out.
I take 6 points of fire damage and my spell is concentration.
Make your roll.
What's the save?
It is DC 10.
Can I have
that? Nice. could you, just because we already have rings out representing your bless, can we move that to your orange marker to be sanctuary?
Sure.
Just because we're starting.
I remember that I cast the sanctuary.
Alright.
So, until you do anything, until you like attack, if it's somebody tries to attack you, they have to make a wisdom save. On a failed save, the creature must choose a new target or lose the attack course.
No. All right. That was Lindell's turn.
Into my turn. Yeah.
Sorry.
I would like to move back, towards me. One over. Yeah. That's fine. And I want to use my bonus action to heal from Rosio. He just got rocked, right?
Good call.
Couple of these. Not as good. Only 4. Sorry about that.
Well, I'm back in double digits at least.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
right.
And then I'll use my action to go ahead and, shoot.
You know you were summoning something.
It's
necessary.
Okay, so first one is 12. 21.
Hits.
And the other one's more. So.
Okay. Yeah, you strafe across the room and healing light comes out of your hand, and then while this creature is distracted, you release 2 beams at it.
Yeah.
Crackling energy.
15. 20. 30.
30 total points of damage.
30
Whoa.
Points of damage!
Let's go.
Alright, the creature explodes.
Dump it.
Ah,
yeah!
Yeah,
I know,
right?
Go get that warlock. It explodes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, did I kill it?
Yeah. Exactly enough. go ahead. Just punch yourself in the face real quick. You do take 2 points fire damage right before you do that.
Roll for it! And I feel my concentration. Tony uses one.
Alright. In its place, hovers and descends towards the ground a shard. A red glowing elemental shard.
Wow.
Put in the brazier.
Falls to the ground and touches with a small ting and hovers upright on a sharp point.
Is that the champion?
Probably.
The fire champion.
I'll take
okay.
it and put it here.
And
yeah.
Lindell.
You take it and just grabbing it,
yeah.
Placing it in the brazier.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Upon doing so, Sariel, you can see that ley line engage with end and light up this quarter of the center
right.
of the room.
That's right. We have to do it with the other three.
Lindell's like hopped up on adrenaline. While this happens, when this happens, while you're kind of moving across the room, you hear a pff, and from here and from there, the instant that you put the crystal in, 2 small winged creatures.
Hmm.
One of... one of steam and one of magma come out.
Oh no.
Ooh.
Oh shoot.
Hovering. Like just kind of you faced elementals like this in the past. And they begin to fly towards the goblet.
Ooh, capture the flag.
What are you guys doing?
I shoot it!
Yeah.
Which one?
Shoot it! The fire one.
Okay. So you go ahead and roll your 2 attacks at it.
I'm still blessed?
Still blessed, I think, if we did it quick enough. And I'll step up to the... I guess I'm closest to this one over here, so I'll try to step in its way.
23 and more.
Sorry, that one's the fire, or the magma one.
23 and 24.
On contact with your first beam, destroys it.
Oh, second beam to the other one.
Second beam to the other one, destroys it.
Okay, nice.
Fastest gun in the sword.
Good shot.
Silence falls for a couple seconds, and then again, one is released from each.
Oh, shoot.
We need to hurry.
Should we activate another one?
All right, let's do this.
All right, I run over and cast
I
run over and cast an earthen spell. Into
so everybody get ready, aim at the
corresponding
aim at the thing.
Okay.
I cast Cure Wounds on myself real quick here.
Okay.
You pew the others, so I need to roll ahead.
As you do so.
I'm going to take out my glaive instead of my shield and battle axe.
This creature steps forward.
Oh, shoot.
The statue itself.
I was wondering if that was going to happen.
Steps forward. Wait, what
prompted
that? I have reason to that's going to try to crush us.
What prompted this?
It just did.
Oh.
Oh, jeez. All right.
But that was before we did anything here?
It was before I made it to the pedestal. You notice it, like this kind of rumbling on the other side of the room. It did happen before you triggered that other pedestal.
Okay.
I'm going to run over here and take this thing off the pedestal and like put it in my pocket.
Okay, you take it, you reach over and swat it. Upon doing so, the two creatures that were spawned from the walls disappear.
Okay.
That being said, the crystal's pretty hot to the touch. Not burning you.
It's not burning.
But yeah, you put it in your pocket or you know, take it off the chalice.
Yeah.
The ley line disappears.
Oh, jeez. Alright. I guess.
So that guy still
stops moving.
Oh.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay.
Wait.
Which one did we do next? That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll cast an earthen spell into it.
Everybody, get ready. Let's try to, like, surprise it.
Yeah. Can I get our alert stuff ready?
As you're getting ready to do that, the fire crystal dissipates.
It dissipates?
Oh. Yeah. It seemed to retain its heat while on the chalice.
Oh.
It fades out.
Oh.
Shoot.
Wait, it's gone?
It's gone.
Oh. All right, I'll stop what I'm doing if I know.
You too.
Hunting the wild boar. Well, all right.
Don't blame me for a well-designed boss fight.
I mean, do you, but like, enjoy it
in
while it lasts.
Case,
let's
would
just
it be beneficial to rest a bit?
Yes.
I know Felicia was.
I wanted to get that across.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Let's just take a breather here.
You just spend the night here?
Yeah.
Putting tonight
10:30 is generally. You were pretty exhausted though. So like this is a decent place to rest, especially with
as much
fighting as could be in front of you guys.
Oh, geez.
We do establish. I mean, this seems to be a relatively safe place. I think we should spend the night.
We
feel fresh in the morning.
Yeah.
Isn't it still morning?
It is still nighttime.
Oh yeah, this is like we're like at midnight.
Oh,
be like through the
whole
day.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, let's rest here.
All right. Yeah.
Cautiously.
I'll go bar the door. A combination of rope and rod.
Okay. Before you do so, Denthew goes. I should probably tell them that they're we're not just dead.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. Very good idea.
If we bring all.
That's true.
Is that what you guys want to do?
We could get some reinforcements.
Not reinforcements.
That would be really helpful.
Yeah.
May as well.
I'm also
let's
down here.
Do that.
Yeah, let's. Why don't we just all go back up? That way we can help each other cross. I'll
reach on the waters and
we can help each other cross the spike pit.
Maybe we could try to use the movable rod.
Yeah. Why didn't we?
Shit.
That would
damn.
You guys have two or one?
No, we just have one.
We only need one.
Yeah. But then you can have a ladder in.
That's the cooler reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like if you just hold up the lever.
Dang it. Why do we need that? Alright.
I give you toys.
Well, we'll do that on the way back because it makes a lot of sense.
Alright, you just leave that in place.
Yeah. I'm just, I don't know. Get the bugs.
So let's go back up and spend it on the airship.
That's a good idea. We do that.
It's very ghostly.
Yeah. Comfy beds.
We can just, can we wake up the next morning and then end the session? Just to confirm.
Sure. Yeah. You go back up top. You spend the night. Nirali is nowhere to be seen. But the rest of the monks. So what?
Eaten by Neil.
Perhaps. Yeah, and none of the monks can necessarily tell you what, where she might have gone. And the rest of you, or you wake up the following dawn.
Well rested.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any arrows on the airship?
Yes. I steal three of them.
They're yours.
I retrieve three of them.
Literally everything on the airship is one quarter yours.
Right? The arrows are all mine. No one else arrows. You're like, it's gonna be rough.
I'll take a swig of the stuff as we get ready to go back down in there.
Start your day.
Mm-hmm. Alright. So that's where we are.